Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Nahum chapter 3. Again, that's Nahum chapter 3, and I'll read that for us. Woe to the bloody city, all full of lies and plunder, no end to the prey. The crack of the whip and rumble of the wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot. Horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear. Hosts of slain, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end, they stumble over the bodies. And all for the countless whorings of the prostitute, graceful and of deadly charms, who betrays nations with her whorings and peoples with her charms. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will make nations look at your nakedness and kingdoms at your shame. I will throw filth at you and treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. And all who look at you will shrink from you and say, wasted is Nineveh. Who will grieve for her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Thebes that sat by the Nile with water around her, her rampart a sea, and water her wall? Cush was her strength, Egypt too, and that without limit. Put and Libyans were her helpers. Yet she became an exile. She went into captivity. Her infants were dashed in pieces at the head of every street. For her honored men, lots were cast, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also will be drunken. You will go into hiding. You will seek a refuge from the enemy. All your fortresses are like fig trees with first ripe figs. If shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, your troops are women in your midst. The gates of your land are wide open to your enemies. Fire has devoured your bars. Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your forts. Go into the clay. Tread the mortar. Take hold of the brick mold. There will the fire devour you. The sword will cut you off. It will devour you like the locust. Multiply yourselves like the locust. Multiply like the grasshopper. You increased your merchants more than the stars of the heavens. The locust spreads its wings and flies away. Your princes are like grasshoppers. Your scribes like clouds of locusts settling on the fences in a day of cold. When the sun rises, they fly away. No one knows where they are. Your shepherds are asleep. O king of Assyria, your nobles slumber. Your people are scattered on the mountains with none to gather them. There is no easing your hurt. Your wound is grievous. All who hear the news about you clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not come your unceasing evil? Amen. Today we finish off this short book of Nahum. And in this passage, we can see just how intense the judgment of God is against the wicked. Nineveh was a wicked, wicked city, which we can see kind of in verses 2 to 4. They were violent people who were proud of their violence, sexually immoral, haughty, the list goes on. A city that was just pure evil and godless. And to this proud, violent, immoral city, God says in verse 5, behold, I am against you. Nineveh was the capital city of the Assyrian Empire, and God's judgment against the city of Nineveh was just the beginning of the downfall of the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrian Empire was powerful beyond measure, but we see here in today's passage just how tiny and powerless they are in comparison to God's judgment. In verses 8 to 9, Nahum reminds Nineveh of the city of Thebes, which was an Egyptian city that the Assyrian Empire completely destroyed and conquered. And Nahum says to Nineveh that this will now happen to them. One of my favorite parts of this passage is verse 14. Here, Nahum is even mocking the Ninevites to try harder to fend against the coming judgment of God. He says, Draw water for the siege. Strengthen your forts. Go into the clay. Tread mortar. Take hold of the brick mold. Nineveh can try doing all of these things, but ultimately it'll be pointless once God's judgment comes, because they will be utterly destroyed. God has the final say. I think there are two things to draw from our passage today. The first thing is this. I think there's a chance for many of us after reading this passage to think to ourselves how evil Nineveh was and how they deserve to die by God's judgment. Good riddance. And that's true. They did deserve what they got. But maybe we fail to realize that this could have been us. Maybe none of us have killed people and proudly displayed their corpses like some of these Assyrians did. But nonetheless, our sin against God is deserving of God's judgment. We were on the same track towards death and judgment. But because of Jesus, who endured that judgment for us, we're able to place our faith in him and restore our rightness with God. So that's the first thing to draw from this passage. Let's remember that we also deserve this judgment of God, but we have been graciously restored through Christ. Second, let's have confidence in the power and judgment of God against evil. I'm sure every one of us right now has something going on in our lives that is not as it should be. Something that is wrong or out of place, unjust. Some sort of evil or injustice is plaguing our lives. And because of this, we might want to seek out justice or vengeance, something to make things right, or even to get back at someone who wronged us. But let's remind ourselves that vengeance is God's. Let's remember that God is the judge and leave the judging to him. No matter how much we try to be the judge and try to right the wrongs in our lives, we'll never accomplish true justice. Wrongs can't be made right in our hands. Only God has the power to do that. So let's be humble before God. Let's say to him, God, you are the judge. I leave it in your hands. So today, let's do those two things. To remember that we ourselves have rebelled against God and deserve judgment, but we have been shown grace. And let's also remember that judgment belongs to the Lord. Trust in his power. We are not the ones dealing the blow against evil. That is God's responsibility. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this book of Nahum that reminds us of your unwavering power and judgment against evil. We thank you that you've shown us grace. The judgment we deserved because of our evil, you have placed on your Son so that we might be made right with you again. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. We also declare that you are a good God and a perfect judge. We relinquish our selfish desire for control over the judgment of evil in our lives, and we give all of that to you. May you be the judge. May you be the one who enacts justice. We trust you, Lord, because you are the only one who can serve true justice. May you have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.